This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. Derek Hough is in studio with us, of course, from Dancing with the Stars. He's got a big show at the Box Center Wang Theater. Did Salt and his wife and child make it to see The Throne from Game of Thrones? Danny Amendola had some choice words for his ex-girlfriend, Olivia Cuoppo, on Instagram, and I got ghosted over the holiday. I don't know if there's anything better than watching Derek Hough do air drums to Bon Jovi right now, Kennedy.
I was here for it. I was watching.
Before I was a dancer, I played drums.
Aha.
So drums were my first
passion. Felt like when you were playing them, you were much more on time than I would have been.
Well, he's
I
was a dancer, kind of has rhythm.
Derek Hough live the tour.
You can count up to eight. It's amazing.
Boxcenter.org. You can buy tickets. The show is tomorrow.
Yes.
So your show right now is a bit different than what you've done in the past,
yeah,
in that you have a live band with you performing as well.
I do, man. It's definitely changed the whole dynamic and the feeling of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a live percussionist, saxophone player, bass, mm-hmm, guitar, on stage infused with the dancing. It just, mm-hmm, it feels like a concert, like a rock concert for dance.
Does it take you back to Dancing with the Stars and the way they do it with the live band on stage?
A little bit different because...
no judges, so that.
Yeah, no judges, exactly.
Do you miss Tom?
I love Tom.
He comes home every once in a while. Yeah. He's around every once,
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, no, I love it. And actually what's cool about this show as well is I'm actually singing a lot more as well.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, there's like a lot of, musical theater, there's rock and roll, there's, you know, Latin music, there's big band music. It really has something for everybody in it. It's so much fun. And the response so far has been really, really incredible. I've done like over 10 tours, you know, different shows,
mm-hmm,
and there's something special about this one I'm really, really proud of. So.
What was it like when you got the call for Dancing with the Stars? Do you remember that moment in time where you were, or something special that happened?
In a long story short, they asked me to do the show, mm-hmm, and I was living in England at the time, and they said, I was like, nah, I'm not really interested in doing this ballroom dance show.
So was this, mm-hmm, before the show became popular? Was it on the air
well,
yet?
Well, and then my sister joined season 4. Julianne Hough,
yeah,
and I was like, and she won, and I was like, well, hold on.
Totally, I could do this.
Well, hold on.
Oh, sibling rivalry?
I was like, well, hold on, let me get
is
on
Is that
there.
What got you to the show?
Yeah. So it was, yeah, like Thanksgiving awkward that year. You're like, you come home, you're like,
well,
I see what you did.
Well, here's the thing. Julianne and I compete against each other growing,
yeah,
up all of our lives,
mm-hmm,
and she never beat me.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
And now she's on the show, and she won. I'm like, well, hold up. Someone's got to bring her down.
Yeah.
So I went on, and then she beat me.
Okay.
Season 5. And
another awkward Thanksgiving.
And I'll tell you
Are you going to blame your partner?
No, never.
It's cool. No, throw him under the bus. Yeah. It's fine with me.
They are certainly not listening to our program.
Bunker.
That I can assure you.
My 17 ex-wives, as I call them. It's so true. That's how I feel. You become so bonded, so close with them,
right,
that they feel you're so connected. And then all of a sudden you're like, and we're done. And see you later. But we're all still, very, very
been
close.
Been trying to do that with Carson for 20 years, man.
You know?
Yeah. Goodbye part.
How do you break up with the dance partners in that situation? Is it text? Is it, you know,
okay, we'll see you later?
It's just a schedule, but you know, we get, yeah, you get text messages like, I miss you.
So when you've now, like, say, okay, it's between season 3 and season 4 and you're moving from one partner to the next, do you ever get texts,
yeah,
from the old partner like, you know, when you and I did that dance, it was a little bit better?
100%.
No.
Oh, 100%. In fact, and some of my partners would actually, you know, just outright say, like, I'm jealous right now. Like, you're doing better this season than you did with me last,
yeah,
season.
That is awesome.
And I feel bad. And I'm like, don't feel bad. It's okay.
I know you spend hours and hours and hours. Like, people will never know how many hours you guys spend together a week, mm-hmm, while you're performing, while you're, uh-huh, getting ready for these. Without naming names.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Or naming names. You can name names.
I can name names.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to ask you to go too deep.
I used to not name names, and now I'm like, I'll name names.
Well, like, what was the most ridiculous thing that happened during, or you could say who was the worst, I don't really care.
Oh, no.
I was trying not to do that.
Okay. I don't, maybe I won't say names then.
There it is. That's the one I'm looking for.
Oh, my goodness. The most ridiculous thing that happened, I will say this, something did happen where one of my partners lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lost it.
Oh, yeah, just, yeah, breakdown
and
kind of thing.
Breakdown.
Yeah. Wow.
And I actually went over to the camera and I took the tape out of the camera.
Aww. Oh, that was nice.
And wow. I had producers come over. Yeah. And they're like, Derek, you can't do that. That's you can't. You're gonna get in trouble. I'm like, I don't care. And I held the tape. I said, I'm not giving this up. This is no way. I'm protecting her. This is crazy.
And they said
it's digital. It doesn't matter what. We yeah.
It's already,
we have
a download.
We have 17 cameras. That was just. That was only one.
But I got in trouble for that. But I was like, hey,
good on you, man. That's good.
You.
So yeah.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking with Derek Hough live. The tour tomorrow night, Box Center. .org if you want to buy tickets for the show. So, Kennedy mentioned this when we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I have the audio. Do you want me to play the audio, Kennedy? All right, take a listen to this.
I know you like to run, and I was reading how you wanted to do a marathon. Have you done one yet?
I haven't yet, no. But,
okay.
But first of all, too, like Boston, I love Boston so much.
See, this is what I'm saying. We have the marathon, my friend. All of the else pales in comparison. Just being in Boston that day, the spirit is insane. There's so many charity organizations that would love to have you run.
Yes.
Like Boston Children's Hospital,
I'm all for it.
Okay, do you remember that conversation a couple of weeks ago?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously you missed the marathon this year because it was last week. However, I spoke to our friends at Boston Children's Hospital.
Yes. Oh.
And they would like to invite you to run on their team next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they gave you a goodie bag with all sorts of things, but there's a note right on top.
Ah, that's amazing.
So please start training right now.
I'm in. Oh, that's awesome. I would love to.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever
I just got the goosebumps.
Now, are you going to win?
Yeah. Have I what? Pardon?
Are you going to win?
Am I going to win? Yeah. Am I a competitive person?
I think you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do a training. They have about 150 runners that run every year.
That's so awesome.
Aaron has run it a couple of times. I ran it a couple of times for Children's, and they just were overwhelmed to think that you might be able to join them.
I would love to. You know, it's actually interesting. My dad and I, you know, for my birthday for the past probably like 10 years, we go to a children's hospital and for my birthday as like, you know, and give, you know, gifts and visit them. So this would be awesome to do. I would love to do this.
And they'd love for you to visit the hospital whenever you have time and all of that good stuff. All right.
Always. That's awesome. 2020. Boston.
2020. Let's do it.
And then Thanksgiving can get awkward when you can say to your sister, what have you done for children?
Yeah. What's going on?
What'd you do today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you do?
I'm a better person than you.
In your face. Dad likes me better.
Oh my gosh. Well, I would be happy to.
That's awesome.
Okay. So Derek Hough live the tour again, happy tomorrow night, boxcenter.org. There's where you can buy tickets. In fact, if you go to their website, you're the pop-up ad.
That's it.
Like, your face is right there. It's
and
a
there
stunning...
are a few tickets left. So if you want to go and you don't have them, there are a few left.
All right. Anything else you want to say real quick to the fans?
Just come on down. It's gonna be so much fun. And the thing is too is that the energy. You know, I'm in the audience. I'm dancing with people. I'm bringing them up on stage. You know, we have a good time. It's been a great time. So come down tomorrow.
Will
night.
You be singing Shallow?
I will be, actually.
Such a good run.
I will actually be.
That's nothing against you. That's just she doesn't enjoy the song anymore.
But hold on. But I will say this. It's not just a normal version. Yeah. I've done a complete mashup and a medley that's different than what you've heard before.
I believe in you,
yes,
Derek Hough.
Yes.
I believe
and
in
also,
you.
And also, you're going to be watching the most beautiful contemporary dancing that you've ever seen. So you're going to be visually trans.
Let's talk about your shirt. Will it be on or off? What are we doing?
My shirt?
Yeah, will it be on or off?
I'm going to be pretty honest with you. For that particular number, it'll be on. But if I'm also honest, it's not on a lot.
I'm not here to objectify you.
That's what I'm here for, Kennedy.
You
know, I will ask the questions
eyes
you
up
don't
here.
Want to ask.
Eyes up here, Kennedy. Eyes up here.
Derek Hough live the tour tomorrow at the Box Center Wang Theater. Go to boxcenter.org to buy your tickets. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it,
guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Have a good day. I want to take you back, Kennedy, to a moment in time in the playoffs. It was the AFC Championship game, and Danny Amendola was the star for the New England Patriots. He helped us get to the Super Bowl.
He's a star.
Brady under center. Second and goal. Fake it to White. Looking around. Has time. Throws it. Did he get the feet down? What an effort. Touchdown, Amendola. Tom Brady does it again.
So Danny Amendola helped us win the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons, and then he went off to greener pastures in Miami. Now he plays for Detroit. And he was dating this girl on and off again, Olivia Culpo, who's very famous on social media.
She's from here. She's a hometown girl.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is a hometown girl. And I guess over the weekend, she was at Coachella, and there was a clickbait story out there that says she was snuggled up to this famous DJ Zedd. And Zed's I guess dead, this man. Got Zed's under dead. Danny Amendola's skin because people were tagging him, and he went went on a rant. I have the rant, and I would like to read to you some of the rant, if that's okay, Kennedy.
Some, please, because all I can't say
now. It's like the Mueller report. It's redacted.
There is a lot to it. He says, I believe there should be boundaries, a private life, and social media. Olivia believes in a fishbowl lifestyle. The fundamental differences was huge in our relationship. If you're my real friend, you know I'm private. My mother, my brother, my father, my nephew, they're closest to me in this world, and you don't see one picture of them. And that's for their protection. I believe in nailing picture frames on the inside of my house to remind those of the love that I have for the people that I care for. Olivia chooses and wants to be noticed on the internet and in Hollywood and to make money, which was hard for me. The only reason I'm writing this post is because whether I liked it or not, we lived in the public eye. Some of it is amazing. I've met some of the nicest people. Just like any other loving relationship, we fought a lot. And a lot of the time it was my fault because, let's be honest, I can be an idiot. But yep, she's bleeped up too. And if you cross me, I'm a hard MF-er to deal with. The universe brought her and I together to enjoy life and to learn. We celebrated that as often as we could. And the sex was blanking crazy too. She gets so mad at me for not posting her on social media, but I think this stuff is fake and it's toxic. Sometimes I guess it can be beautiful. The sexy IG pics, I have a whole bunch of stuff on my iPhone. It is funny. It's embarrassing. However, living in a public image isn't my choice. It's something I've learned to deal with. Reading all these wild stories about her, seeing her with other men, I just want to personally clear the air out there. We've been on and off again for a long time and not happy together. As of late, I'm not sure what's in the future, but the only thing I care about is her happiness. And if that's dancing with some scrony, S-C-R-O-N-Y, little bleep, so be it. I'm happy. With that said, live on. My beautiful ex-girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. That is Danny Amendola talking about his ex, Olivia Culpo, who was spotted at Coachella with another
Danny
dude over
breathe.
The weekend.
I can't.
Thoughts?
I just can't.
Go ahead.
It just upsets me so much because if you're in a relationship with somebody for that long and you claim that you loved them, you don't share stuff like this. You don't belittle somebody because that is her job. Her job is to post photos. She was in Sports Illustrated. She has a clothing line. It is her job to post photos on social media. That is her job. And for you to come for her and belittle her and make her feel just so small and insignificant is disgusting. He's a disgusting human being.
So I feel, and I'm coming at this from a different place. I've been thinking about this for a minute here. You know, being in the public eye for myself has ultimately ruined a couple of relationships in my life. People who wanted it and liked it and liked being famous until they didn't.
Sure.
And then suddenly I had to turn it all off. And I respect that and I understand that. And I don't know the conversation that the two of them might have had that said, can we just not? So that I get. I understand it. And you have to be respectful of it even if you don't want to. And it gets you in trouble when you accidentally do it and then get in trouble again.
Yep.
But the thing that stands out for me is him talking about their sex life. Like, that's just gross.
That is gross.
And the fact that he was so catty about this boy and calling him names and what he looks like and whatever.
Trivial.
Like, you don't get both.
Right.
No.
That's just my take.
He's a football player.
I guess
that's all I'm going to say. He's a football player.
I guess for me, and I had a chance to meet Danny Amendola. Salt and I actually hosted an event with him. And again, it was just a short moment of time that we got to hang out with him. But my perspective of him is he is a really good dude, and he just let it get away from him on this one. He made a mistake.
Right away,
he got sucked in. He got caught up in the moment. He was angry. Social media was coming at him. And I don't know if you saw what Julian Edelman posted on his Instagram. It just, there was a one-line thing that said, dude, get off Instagram. And that is a true friend because you get caught up in it.
No, a true friend would have called him. A true friend wouldn't have posted it because that's clickbait too, Carson.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You're
jumping right in the same pool.
But you just get caught up in it. You know, you see this stuff and you're trying to be the good dude and then people keep adding you and tagging you. And it just ends up being two adults being petty and fighting when both of them should have just left well enough alone, but they didn't.
And I think to say that your phone is full of pictures, that's blackmail. If you're saying you can post these things and embarrass her, that's disgusting. I just think it speaks to who he is. I think it's gross.
Yeah. I don't know if that's who he is. I think he made a mistake.
It's a big mistake. I think
his biggest mistake was the spelling error.
Fact!
Because that's literally the headline everywhere was hashtag scrony.
Scrony.
Bro. SCR, scrony bro. He did. The quote is, let me read it again.
So catty. Dude.
And if that's dancing with scrony little bleep, so be it. S-C-R-O-N-Y.
Stop. So, you cheated on her. This is your, like, the relationship ended because of your infidelity.
Did he?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to come for her because she's having a good time at Coachella? Nope. Throw him away.
Allegedly.
Throw him away.
All right. Well, Salt put something together because he did notice the spelling error with him.
It was egregious.
And
it's an epidemic.
Okay.
It's an epidemic amongst former New England Patriot players.
Take a listen.
Has this ever happened to you after an Instagram post?
Oh my God, did you guys read like Gronk's Instagram post? There were like 27 misspelled words or something.
Ooh, embarrassing. Well, not anymore. There's a new app directed at former New England Patriot players, both retired and traded alike. It's called Spellacheck. Sometimes you have to let the world know what your thoughts are, drunk or sober. And you don't have time to run it by your agent, your friends, or wait till you sober up. That's where Spellacheck comes involved. You won't make those embarrassing mistakes like spelling scrawny with an O.
Colleen, I feel like he totally spelled scrawny wrong. He spelled it with an O. He's so stupid. Hashtag loser.
Ouch, bro. Need some aloe? And it'll always give you the proper way to say your. So whether you're writing a retirement letter while you're sitting at the bar, or you're lashing out at an ex-girlfriend, spell a check. It's the former Patriot way.
Salt shared with us on Friday around this time that he and his wife and his baby were going to go downtown crossing and get in line so they could get a photo on the throne from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, wife's a big Game of Thrones fan. We were up last night, watched it live, you know. I didn't get to bed until like 10:30.
Nope. Can't do it.
And so we were just a little bit concerned about what it was going to be like going down there, taking the kid, the crowds. It was, you know, school vacation week is going on.
Well, it was a little bit better than anticipated for me. I didn't think that the line was as long as it was going to, like in my mind, it was not as long as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
But it was about an hour.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Wow. And that was so they put the Iron Throne in the entrance to Primark down at downtown Cross,
which is utter chaos anyway.
Yeah, so it's kind of bonkers to begin with. But then I will say this, they roped off a little line outside, so we were out there and it was kind of misty and spitting rain and stuff like that.
An hour and you're calm. It's an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, because the baby was good. She was all fed and everything like that. So she was in her stroller. We were in line, hanging out, and then they provided some entertainment for us.
What is this? This. Some sort of brass band thing?
Yeah. This is the Downtown Crossing Brass. These are four old dudes in orange vests that look like construction workers.
Amazing.
Or a barbershop quartet, I don't know, with like French horns and stuff. And tubas and sousaphones, and they rolled there, and they were like every 30 minutes would blow a tune and then walk away.
Were they brought in just specially for this, or they just happened to be on the street?
They are always there. They had the sheet music for this and were playing to the bunch of degenerates that were sitting in line.
I saw a big band play outside the Anime Con at the Heinz Convention Center this weekend, too. So they're everywhere, those little pop-up bands.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, you know, stuff like this, I do this because my wife is a giant Game of Thrones fan. Right. She loves it.
There's only one thing that makes you stand in line for an hour to see the Iron Throne, and that's your wife.
Yeah, pretty much. So then we're in line, and then I hear something behind me, and I turn around, and I'm like, what is going on? And the only thing I can just describe this next piece of audio is weird. Downtown Crossing right now. I'm here with my wife and my 9-month-old daughter to sit on the Iron Throne because we believe we deserve it. I'm here with, what is your name?
Brianna.
And you brought somebody special too.
Yep, Oakley.
Now, what is Oakley?
A golden doodle.
Now, Oakley is a very well-behaved dog. And Oakley has a majestic cape on.
Yep, I just got it. And it didn't come with the crown.
Oh, you actually bought this costume?
Yeah.
Oh, like, okay, like you literally, like minutes before you got in line. So, are you expecting to have Oakley sit on the Iron Throne when you get into Primark?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I really don't know where else to go with this. I thought it was interesting that you brought an animal down here.
Yeah. Adam on Instagram, Oakley the Dude.
Oakley the Dude. Stop. Okay, now, is Oakley a big Game of Thrones fan?
Yes. He likes the dragons.
He likes the dragons. Okay, now, who does he think is going to ultimately get the Iron Throne?
Khaleesi.
Oh, you believe it's Khaleesi? That's a yes? Okay. All right. Well, I hope Oakley is right, and good luck, and we'll follow him on Instagram.
Thank you.
There's 18 Oakley the Dudes, by the way.
I just found him. I followed him. He has almost 1,000 followers on Instagram.
And I literally have 10 Oakley the Dudes. Yeah. I don't know which one is which.
His name is Oakley. I'm a F2BB Golden Doodle. I was born April 15, 2007, and I like to explore
he's
new
private.
Things.
He's private.
Yeah, I know. You got to. And he's wearing a Michigan hat.
Hat. Yeah, and she was one of those, you know, dog owners are cool and all, but she was one of those dog owners with the fanny pack.
No.
You have to carry that stuff. You can't carry treats in your hand all day.
You have pockets. You don't need a fanny pack for this. No, she had, this was one of those, like, dog trainer fanny packs. Yep. I'm like, come on,
there's like
seriously?
Three ladies in my building who do
What's
that.
What's going on here?
They like to feed the treats to all the dogs.
So then I turn around and say, you know, we're there with CP. CP doesn't watch Game of Thrones with us.
Really?
And again,
how
just
weird.
A reminder, Saul and his wife and CP have stood in line for an hour
to
see the Game of Thrones throne.
Then I look in front of us and there's a dude there and he brought his 9-year-old daughter. And I'm like, wait. 9-year-old, is that really Game of Thrones appropriate?
I mean, yeah,
no.
There's a lot of
a lot
stuff.
Of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't even think I can
all
say
kinds
it.
Of stuff. So I went up and I'm like, yo, buddy. Now, Jeff, I understand you also brought your daughter.
Correct.
How old's your daughter?
9.
Young lady, what's your name?
Siobhan.
Siobhan, that is a beautiful Irish name. I love it.
And I spell it the Gaelic way.
Oh, you do? I love that. That's the way my cousin spells it. So, Siobhan, are you excited to be down here today?
Yeah.
Are you going to sit on the Iron Throne?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you a big fan of Game of Thrones?
No, not really.
I figured as much. I was about to say, I was like, it doesn't seem like Siobhan is the age of one that would watch Game of Thrones.
A little violent for her, yeah.
Okay, so this is more for Dad today?
Pretty much. Well, to get the picture of her.
So, Dad, after this, what are you going to do for Siobhan? Because clearly she's going to need something after waiting in line for about an hour.
We'll find her some dragons, take over the world, that kind of thing.
Dragons!
I love it.
I love dragons.
She loves dwagons.
She does.
I love dwagons.
I love how
too.
He's like violent.
Yeah, it's a little
That's
violent
the
for her.
One.
A little like, violent.
The violence I can deal with. It's the other stuff.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I watched that. I was like, oh, that's the.
No, literally within the first 15 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much stuff.
Yeah.
But I Pretty love much. How he like basically used her to go. He's like, yeah, this is for me.
Yeah,
but
no,
like, no,
get
no,
a picture with her.
It's just for her, you know, for her to be able to do it.
Do you think he makes an edited version so it's like 10 minutes every week she gets to watch and it's just dragons flying around?
No, I think he fully lets her watch it.
So there's Salt and his wife Sarah and their 9-month-old daughter standing in line with a dog and a 9-year-old.
9-year-old.
Listening to a brass band.
That's...
Here for it.
That was our Friday.
And is there a photo posted?
No, Sarah didn't...
You stood in line for an hour and there's no picture?
I don't know if Sarah's going to post them today or not or when she's going to post them because she was like, CP looks high and she wasn't
Babies
wearing eyeliner and it was just
what?
Like...
In a million years, what do we think?
She was what? She was
high.
Not wearing what?
Sarah wasn't wearing eyeliner for it. So it does,
there's a filter for that.
Facetune.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's a good picture. I love it. I think they look great, but I don't know. I sent them to her. I'm like, you post them whenever you want. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Well.
My job was to chauffeur.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
I was going to say.
617-931-1234 if you want to share a funny story about getting ghosted over a big holiday meal.
You were haunted?
It happened to us over the weekend. We had 17 people at the house for Easter dinner, and one of the families that was there was a family that was visiting from friends of ours. So they were in town just for a couple of days. So we sat down, we had the big meal, all the ham, all the good Southern fixings. And then I saw the guy, the husband, who's probably my age, I saw him contemplating like at the stairs. And so on our house is like, we live in the city, so it's tall. We have 4 stories. So, and there's no bathroom on the main floor. You either have to go down to the first floor where the garage is or
where
go upstairs.
Where the zebra paint is.
Well, not yet, but it's coming. But, or go up to the third floor. So I see him at the top of the stairs and I can tell he's kind of like, which way is the bathroom? But he kind of figures it out on his own and takes off down the stairs. Never saw him again.
Huh.
Now, he was there with his wife and 2 kids who are a little bit older kids and just disappeared. But to be honest with you, when it happened, I didn't think about it until after everybody left. And then I realized I didn't say goodbye. And so then I said to Lana, I was like, hey, you know, the couple that was visiting, did you know they left? She's like, what? I was like, did you say goodbye to them? She's like, no. And then my mother, they just right in the middle of the party, they got up and left, all of them apparently.
Now, did they take their monogrammed goodie bags?
And did they take the Tupperware in which they brought their stuff?
They missed out on a lot of good leftovers.
I do that a lot.
But they got through the meal.
And
then they left.
I think so.
So they ate and then they left.
Yeah, I guess.
That's, chew and screw.
Yeah, that's what you do.
So four people Irish goodbye from your house, which I just think is incredible.
I just think that's normal.
I do it all the time, but I'm usually by myself. I'll find the host and I'll say goodbye, but I don't want to make a big deal about it.
So then we spent like a half an hour and I'm running through everything in my mind. Mm-hmm. What did I say? What did I do? What
it's
happened?
It's not about you. It's okay.
Maybe it is. No, we don't. Kenny, let's hear him out. We don't know that.
How'd you scare these people?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
So you offended them, in other words.
Did I say something? And then I'm like, I'm just running through my head of what possibly I could have said or done or that my wife could have said or done.
Did you talk to their friends that were there?
Because we didn't realize it until after, like at the end, because there were so many people.
Okay.
You know, when you have 17 people in a small, there's people always kind of.
Here's a question.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I remember we were talking about this on Friday with the setup of 17 people in your house, and because of the way it is, you had to do a setup in the garage.
No, we
did
didn't do
you,
that.
Oh, you didn't put them in
the
garage?
No, we didn't do that.
Because I was like, I don't want to eat with an oil pan.
No, we ended up not doing that. Okay. Everybody ate in the living room.
Okay.
So one of our other friends brought a big table, so everybody was able to sit in.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with you. It's hard being around people you don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's hard being in large groups of people when maybe only know a couple of people.
They did know a lot of people. I mean, because they came with some other friends of ours and they have a family of like four or five. So I felt like they knew at least half the people.
They were reenacting Easter, because you remember when they got back to the tomb, Jesus was gone.
So there it is.
I mean, yeah.
You're right.
I can only speak for me because I'm the person who does this a lot. Sometimes you're just not comfortable. You don't see.
Right.
They're just not your people. And there's nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't take it personally. I'm sure it had nothing to do with you.
I guess
it was just
because they didn't. I wouldn't bother me that they left. Like, of course, some of you are going to leave at some point. You get bored. You're like, hey, thanks for having us. I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
And some people have a really hard time making a scene when they leave. I am one of them.
I used to hate going out with my friends because at the end of the night, it seemed like the goodbyes took longer.
It's ridiculous.
Everybody's high-fiving and hugging. Oh, great hang.
I love you so much.
I bet you'll get a thank you card of some kind.
That's why the Irish goodbye was invented.
Yeah.
It was just to be like, you know what? We had a great time. I'll see you later.
Right. From the 207, peace. I totally got ghosted on Christmas Eve. I was living in Portland, Maine, and he was in Boston. He was supposed to come up and spend Christmas Eve with me. This is a different type of ghosting. He never showed.
Yeah, I don't think this is ghosting. This isn't ghosting. You weren't in a relationship with these people.
This is an Irish goodbye. This is a good Irish goodbye.
Julie texts from the 978. Maybe they broke something in your house and you just haven't found it yet.
Oh, I've left for that reason too.
Have you guys checked all the toilets?
I don't think it was them. Again, I think we did something.
And I think you need to not make it about yourself. It's not. It's about them.
I feel like we said something.
What if he got locked in the bathroom?
And he's still there.
No, but then he got embarrassed because the wife had to, you know, kick down the door or something. And they were like, we're just going to have to leave. That's my theory.
He just wanted to go home.
Maybe it was your mother-in-law that said something.
Maybe nobody.
Mimi will pop off, you know.
Southern ladies, man. I ain't messing with them.
You guys got to make it so freaking dramatic. They just wanted to go home. They were tired. They didn't know the strangers.
Maybe they had more of the freedom trail.
Their home was a 12-hour flight. They were only walking down the street to our friends. How was your Easter, Kennedy? I just want to go around the room real quick and talk to everybody about their Easter.
My Easter, I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Couldn't go back to sleep. So I watched
I was risen.
I watched a documentary on the Netflix about the Roman Empire. I figured that's as close to Jesus as I'm going to get. It started about 37 AD. So right about in there.
It's kind of the opposite side, though.
It's okay.
You know.
Well, you know.
It's like the bad team. It's like, you know, rooting for the Jets.
It's how we got to where we are. So I watched that for about 15 hours. And then I was on the Tinder, because who knew Easter was such a big Tinder day?
Oh, what?
It's a lot of people like me that maybe don't have families, or men
or
mostly who had, like, they spent the morning with their kids and then had to go to their ex-wife's house or something.
Yeah.
So a lot of that. So I got asked out on a dive bar date.
And you went?
I got up, got to the T station, got a text saying I'm not coming anymore.
That's garbage.
He has not risen.
None of that. So I went back home, got back in the PJs.
We had the most southern of southern Easters in the history of southern Easter.
Well, probably in the history of New England.
In
the history of New England, it was like somebody grabbed Birmingham, Alabama and dumped it in my living room.
Well, there were three people there from the Alabama region.
Well, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. So everybody at our party, save one couple, was from the South.
That sounds lovely.
Wow.
And so the first thing was that we had, and I haven't had this since we moved here a decade ago, was sweet tea.
Yeah, I don't even know where to get that.
And so it's the sweet tea where you steep it. You have to boil it
and
do the tea bag,
and then
there's 52 pounds of sugar that goes in there.
So gross.
And I brought
so
you guys gross. A treat too. There is a huge casserole thing over there, and I don't know exactly what it's called, but I do know it contains pineapples, mac and cheese, and Ritz crackers.
It's sort of like a dump cake, kind of.
Yeah, it's like we're gonna empty the pantry.
Yep.
But it tastes awesome.
We also had I can't even believe I'm saying this. We had Chick-fil-A.
Somebody's potluck was the Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
On Sunday?
I know.
Yeah, so that means they had to plan on a Saturday to go buy the Chick-fil-A.
That's a good move.
Wow. Snaps.
Nobody had a more Southern Easter dinner than I did.
No.
Salt, how about you? How was Easter?
It was pretty much all weekend. We went up New Hampshire on Saturday to visit my sister-in-law and her family, and that was crazy.
Was it vegan?
No, they ended up with scallops and all kinds of stuff.
So they decided not to go that route.
Delicious. Yeah,
scallops are
amazing.
Not meat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, actually.
What? Scallops?
If you're
potatoes?
Yeah. If you're vegetarian. Scallops are a mollusk.
Oh, I think it's scalloped potatoes. I'm so sorry. My brain went to the wrong spot. It's early. I apologize.
What?
I was like, scalloped potatoes? Those
Southern
are vegetables. It's all that sugar I had in that sweet tea all weekend.
Get them, scallop! Get them, scallops over there!
Scallop potatoes!
Wild scallops? You found potatoes in the ocean? What are you doing?
Well, they're white like potatoes.
Seriously. What are you doing over there?
Anyway.
Oh, as good as that. I don't know what that is.
You had two Easter dinners today.
Yeah, and then yesterday I went to a friend's house, and that was just this amazing potluck with like roast beef and everything. It was bonkers. Right on the water. It was a beautiful day for it.
How about you, Annie?
It was very chill. We did a brunch, which I always like better because I don't know. An Easter dinner is weird to me. It's always just been... You know, mimosas are flowing.
Nice.
I might have did a Tito's and soda before noon. That was for Jesus, though. Everything's for Jesus.
Dr. McGillicuddy's before noon?
No McGillicuddy's. Because I gave up shots for Lent, you see. And yesterday I could have had one, and I chose not to.
Annie, I know what we're doing as soon as we get out of here today. Let's go.
What up?
I have one in my purse.
Why?
Because, you always stay strapped with them.
Because I've found that it's just easier to always have one in my purse because you just never know. Dan got me like 10 for my birthday, and they just have been there ever since. Mm. And we used one going opening day. You need them every once in a while.
It's the birthday gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you.
So we had this idea for a new feature on the show. Kennedy, would you consider yourself a huge fan of Game of Thrones?
I'm not the best top ones, but yeah, I'm up there.
So you're maybe the person that watches it on demand
it
a couple
time.
Of days later?
Yeah. Today, I'll watch it today.
So you're not the person that, like, last night you were there at 9 o'clock.
No, that's Talt.
My wife and I, we did that. Yeah, we got to bed late.
Just, you got to be there every week.
Super late.
To watch the show.
Yep.
Watch it live at 9 o'clock because you don't want the spoilers.
Don't want the spoilers.
I can't stay up that late. I already had to do that for The Bachelor, and I just can't put myself through that gruesome time again. It's very hard.
I gave up on the show, unfortunately, after like three seasons, Kennedy.
You can come back.
I don't know how you can give
They're
up.
They're all online.
Nope, it's over.
I watched for like three seasons.
Just and let then it go.
Something happened.
Something happened with the dragons. It was this fight, and I was just like, eh, I don't know if this is what I'm into anymore. And I just knew.
Shame.
I knew it was like 22
you
more
have a
seasons.
Kid. It's difficult to watch television all the time.
Yeah, you know, so I'm out. But we had this idea. Producer Dan's mom is a fan of the show.
Big fan.
And so we want to get an update from her about Game of Thrones. But all we want is a body count.
Because spoilers, everybody will get mad at us.
Right. We don't want to ruin the show.
I actually personally think that would be funnier. I would love to screw everybody's Monday up.
So we're just going to do this.
The mountain caught on fire last night. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe then we'll switch it. I don't know.
All right. So we're going to get ready. Producer Dan's mom. The body count.
Keeping her eye on the chessboard that is Westeros, here's Dan's mom, Nancy, with your Game of Thrones death toll.
So I have to ask you, Nancy, did producer Dan make you stay up to watch last night?
He kept me up past my bedtime.
She literally sat on the couch with her spectacles in a notebook so she could do this today for you guys.
Oh, I love you, Nancy.
Well, thank you, Nancy. So you are here to give us a death toll of what happened on Game of Thrones. What do you have?
Nobody died.
All right, very good, Nancy.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Have a great day.
Can I just say that the Army of the Dead moved?
No, that was the end of the bit. Don't go ruining it. Your mother was perfect.
That's a stupid bit. You should recap it.
Exactly.
Game of Thrones death toll.
Dan Zero. For the win. Always.
A stupid bit.
0.0.
Did he just start listening to our show?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.